You're having a threesome with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers. And now, It's Complicated.
Hello, Master Daters. Welcome back for another episode of It's Complicated.
Your fave podcast for all things dating and relationships.
A one-stop pod shop for the latest trends, reality TV, and celebrity couple gossip.
Plus, everything we've got going on in our own love lives.
We're your village, and we think you can't date or relate without us.
And you should be pumped to be here because we are bringing you the expertise and guests who are filled with all the answers that'll take some guessing out of the game.
Make sure you subscribe and share our pod with your friends so we can help grow the village even bigger. You can find us at It's Complicated Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell a friend.
Okay, just calm down. Okay, why do people even say things like that in arguments? Because they're clearly escalating the situation to another level by just saying that. I mean, when someone tells you to calm down, it minimizes your feelings, it causes you to feel unheard, and ultimately, it really makes you way less calm. I mean, I think I can speak for everybody on that one. Everyone knows this is an annoying thing to say to someone, and no one wants to be on the receiving end of it. So why do people throw it out there in the throes of an argument?
Well, most people, including myself, don't know how to be disarming when emotions get the best of them. I try hard, though. I'm better than I used to be. But arguing in a constructive way is hard and complicated. But it's important to remember that in order to remain calm, you need to not only approach your points in a disarming manner, but you need to try and not be reactive as well.
Okay. This is why we love the tips that Jefferson Fisher offers. Today, we're going to discuss his ideas, their ideas on how to respond when someone says, "I was just joking," or how do you respond to gaslighting, two very typical problems that people run into during arguments and are equally as annoying as just calm down.
So annoying. Don't tell me to calm down. That's what I have to say to that.
Well, let's start with how to respond when someone says, "I was just joking." This is almost as annoying, honestly, as when someone says, "I was just being honest," or "no offense, but," because for some odd reason, these dumb excuses give people the false assumption, keyword false, that they can be total assholes, but that these disclaimers make their comments acceptable.
I mean, it's one of the most common excuses for being a jerk, right? Is to say, "I was just joking," which is kind of like telling someone to calm down. You're essentially telling them that they're not allowed to be upset.
Well, here are three things to say when someone tells you they were just joking, but they could be applied to similar excuses like the ones we pointed out earlier. So look, the just joking thing is like almost like, see, calm down and just joking are like different to me though, in a sense that like the just joking is almost like they're getting caught in a lie, or they said something that made somebody else mad, but they were testing the waters. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like
you
say something to them that like bothers you or something that like could be a trigger for them. And then they react a certain way that you weren't expecting. You're like, I was just joking. Right. It's fine. We're calm down.
It's an attempt to jab at somebody.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's like an excuse. And calm down is different. You're right, Rob. It is
calm down. When people tell me to calm down, I'm like, I'm not even you. Oh, you want it. It's almost like a dare to like, it's almost like a bring it. You know what I mean? Like calm down or this will happen. It's like a threat. Right. And then it's also like, it's almost like you're going to make them more angry by saying calm down. Oh, it drives me crazy.
They're similar because specifically they're different. They're similar because they are both telling you that you're not allowed to be upset, basically.
Like, yeah,
and also I'm like you get upset and someone tells you to calm down, like they're like your feelings are not valid. They're not real.
And
same with I was just joking. It's like,
but it's like they're not taking accountability for them saying the thing, so you're the one who's not allowed to react. But they're not accountable for making you not calm or uncalming you.
Calm. Make sure you pronounce that right.
Calm?
Yeah, calm. sounds like you're saying something else.
Well, this is a relationship podcast.
Anyway, anything goes. I've lost my marbles. Well, anyway, so here's how to respond to somebody who says, "I was just joking."
So suggestion for "I was just joking" is then be funnier.
So that just sounds mean to
But both were mean. Because if somebody says to you something rude and then they backpedal and say, I was just joking, well, were you? Well, I didn't find it funny. So maybe you could say it kind of tongue in cheek, like, just be funnier then.
Yeah, you could say, just be you, exactly, Jen. And even, well, were you? Because I didn't find it funny is also kind of similar, right? Like, because you're saying that insult was that, you know, it was coupled with, I was just joking after when you insulted me. It doesn't mean that it was a joke. So if you're going to be funny, if you're trying for funny, that wasn't it. That's like,
well, kidding and joking. You're not like telling a joke to be funny when you're kidding or joking, you know, it's almost like a little stab, but this, the then be funnier. It sounds like a playground response. It sounds like a 5-year-old being like, well, then be funnier. You know what I mean? Or like a 13-year-old. Well,
yeah, if you say it with that tone, which we will talk about. And you know, it's
but just, if you say, you can say the last part, if you're going for funny, then be funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's what you were going for, you missed the mark.
Totally.
But if you're trying to be, if you're trying to say something you really want to say to me in a roundabout way and didn't like the way I responded, then say that, you know?
And,
but that's what I like, number two is the I'm surprised by that.
Yeah. So a number two response would be to say, I'm surprised by that. And this is where you can completely flip the power. Like we talked about, Jen pointed out, they are not taking accountability. They're basically flipping it around and turning it around on you by saying, calm down, or I was just joking. This is a way to flip it back. So as soon as you say, I'm surprised by that, they're going to ask questions like, potentially, like, what do you mean? And you know, you just are supposed to repeat, I'm surprised by that. And they may ask you again, surprised by what? Okay. And if you're playing this back and forth, you go, I'm surprised by where you went with that. That completely flips the power so that you're the one that's more assertive and confident, and they're the one asking questions, and they're in the weaker position, if you will.
So you're taking away their sword type of
thing? Ooh, love that. Yes. And I think all of these three are really taking away the other person's power and becoming a mirror for them, because they probably thought they could get away with saying whatever they said because they said it in the moment. And then you're essentially calling them out in each one of these three. So the last one I think is my favorite, but Rob, you want to give the good news about the last one?
What's the last one? Oh, the last one is that that doesn't sound like a joke. That sounds like an issue.
That's, my like that one. Yeah. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a joke. That sounds like an issue. Because once you call them out and acknowledge on like how they're truly feeling, then they will have to backpedal and realize that they have made a mistake. So, which is what they're doing when they're saying, I'm just joking. But then when people say they're just joking, they're looking to end it. And like that's the period on their conversation, right? They're looking to end it.
Right. And they want it to be the last word.
Right. They want it to be the last word. And they're like, I was just joking. You're like, no, you weren't. Like, that wasn't. Yeah. So this is them going to be like, that sounds like an issue that you want to talk about. And then they have to be an adult and put it into adult language and say, okay, the issue is this.
It points out the immaturity behind the comment, I was just joking, like playground humor, like you were saying, Rob, like, well, then be funnier. Obviously, you're not going to say it that way, but it totally calls them out on the immaturity of that comment. Because
I think this is the winner. I think this is, that should be number one and only. You know,
I think aim for that always.
It doesn't sound like a joke. That sounds like an issue. And then, go ahead.
I think is like just amazing that you can say that. But then now, what if you are the person who actually did it? Because it's a habit of yours to potentially, you not know how to confront issues, and therefore you bury them, or you're checking somebody's temperature, and you're the actual person who's doing the playground language. Like, if you are hearing this, and maybe you have done this, we all are guilty of it. I think now you know how somebody should respond to you, but maybe there's a world where you can then say, if they say, that sounds like an issue, you could say, you know what, actually, you're right. I'm sorry that I wrapped that in a joke. What I really should say to you is, this is how I feel when this thing happens.
And now that I'm thinking more about it, like when people say I was just joking, it's almost like something slipped out accidentally that they didn't even want to get into a conversation about. You know, like let's go back to Lauren's dishwasher, right? Like if something's happening in the dishwasher and like James leaves a dish in the sink, you'd be like, oh, I'll get that. you know what I mean? Or some shit. And then James is like, what? And she's like, I was just joking. I'm just joking. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like a, it's an issue that like boils to the top and kind of word vomits out. And then you have to be like, I don't want to get into this right now. So you're like, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like that kind of thing. And then it's almost like a, yeah, like a word vomit. Whereas other things are like gaslighting, right? Those are like deeper, deeper issues that you're projecting other shit on.
Yeah, yeah. Gaslighting is a whole other layer.
And the calm down is like you're already in it. You know, the calm down is like you are already in it and somebody's it's all dismissing emotion.
It totally. And that all of it is dismissing emotion, like especially gaslighting. So let's get into gaslighting, shall we? Because it's one of our favorite overused terms of the last couple of years. And gaslighting.
Century.
Well, it comes from the film, the 1944 film Gaslight, but it became popular in like the mid 2010s ish. But people really started fucking overusing it, like I feel like in the past couple of years. And it's, and a lot of people, I don't even feel like know what it means. Like when they call people narcissists and they're like, do you even really know what that means? It's not just like someone you don't like. It's, there's more of a meaning to it. But gaslighting is loosely defined as manipulating someone into questioning their own perception of reality. So you would basically tell, it's almost like telling somebody their feelings aren't real. However that comes out, there's different specific ways it can come out. But
yeah,
you know, it comes from the 1944 film, like we talked about, which I've seen, and it's very interesting.
You have seen it?
Yes, I have.
You like went on purpose or
no?
Was
no,
you,
was just well, on purpose for not the reason of figuring out like the foundation of gaslighting. I had to watch it for an acting class, so it was a while ago, but I totally remember it. I had to do a scene from it.
Really?
It was really interesting and weird. Anyway.
Was this an LA acting class?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, you guys, there is an art to manipulation. People like train people in that because it's kind of like the art of war or negotiation.
Yeah.
And also how to get what you want or influence friends and whatever that title of that book is. But this is like a real thing and we've all heard it. So let's bring it to life here. So it might trigger people. Sorry, unfortunately. But also like help you out of it. It's when, let's say an example, when someone says, I never said that, or that's not what I said. Instead of saying, yes, you did, or you said this, you being the recipient of the gaslighter can slowly respond with, well, that's what I heard. And it invites them to clarify, because this is kind of going back to the same thing we said earlier about like them saying whatever the joke is. And you say, well, I didn't think that, like, I don't get the joke in that. You're asking them to double down. It usually works because people don't want to say the same thing twice now that they're caught. So, you know, it also like invites them to clarify and maybe open up the conversation. So, you know, where they were coming from when they said that crazy thing,
Usually these people are like, even don't exist that the whole situation happened. So there's nothing to clarify in their mind because the whole situation never existed.
Well, you're just, yeah, they're trying to manipulate you into thinking. I mean, in the movie Gaslighting, that's what he's doing, but normal, like today people in everyday situations probably deal with it more on a surface level where someone just says, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. And you, instead of being like, yes, you did, you're just going to go back and forth. We've all been in an argument like this where it's like, yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yeah. Okay. What the fuck? This is a good way to end that cycle and to just say, well, that's not what I heard. I do think people could be like, well, then you heard wrong. And then you could go back to that over and over again. But if that doesn't work, there's other tips, because hopefully someone isn't that immature to be like, well, then you
and it's taking that step back, right? It's taking like that doesn't sound like a joke. That sounds like an issue. Like it's actually taking the step back and putting it into a bigger magnifying glass, but like getting deeper into the issue. And it's like, well, if you didn't say that, then how did we wind up here? What was it?
That's a good thing to say, Rob. That's a good thing to say.
What was said? Do you think that I heard or didn't hear correctly that wound us up here?
Yeah.
At this position, because if you think I'm that crazy, that I just make shit up and then get annoyed at it, then like there's a whole nother issue.
That's a whole bigger issue. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was number one.
Number two is, and now this is a little bit more of a deeper level, like a more like the movie Gaslighting, where he's trying to make her feel like she has no fucking idea what's going on. Like her perception of reality is like just not his. Okay. It's like he's really messing with her mind. So if someone goes a little deeper and says, you need help. Anywhere in that umbrella, or like cutting, you know, you have a psychological issue or something like that, right? You would calmly respond with, and then I need someone who is helpful. Okay. Yeah. So that turns the tables. It calls out their behavior, and it does it from a position of strength, because you're basically saying, I'm not the only one with the issue here. Obviously, we're both having this argument. And if you're claiming it's me that I need help, well, then how about what role do you play in this? I need someone who is able to help me then.
Mm. So it's like basically what we're doing is taking their words and kind of changing them so that it's kind of coming back onto their responsibility, because they're the ones that put you here, right?
Sure.
So like even the one like, I never said that, then what did you say? Do you know what I mean? And then like, you need help. Well, then be helpful.
Coming
you
know? From a place of curiosity is always good, because it's disarming. And also it is turning it back around on them. But also, again, at the end of the day, unless you're dealing with a total narcissist, look it up, then you are part of the problem. Everyone is playing a role in why you're at where you're at right now. So it's asking the other person to just stop blaming you totally. And like, what role do we both play here? Like, fine, maybe I might need some help with some sort of situation. How can you help me then? Because again, Rob, like you said, why are we at where we're at right now? Is it all 100% just me every time? Probably not.
Did a leprechaun lead me here and make me believe the things that you did not say? Like, where did this come from?
Something?
No.
Oh, it came from Rob.
From
leprechauns
mouth.
On the brain.
Leprechauns on the brain. I just came up with a magical creature that I could have said unicorn, but yeah. I know leprechaun. I don't
know. I'm into it. The love leprechaun guides you.
With my love leprechaun. Oh, that's what I'll. No, I won't. Never mind.
Yeah, don't.
Okay, that got weird real fast. Okay. And then there's the third one. If they say, or if the magical leprechaun says, mm-hmm. you're imagining things, you, the non-leprechaun in this conversation, will assertively respond with, I don't imagine facts.
Snap.
Hello? Could you ever imagine you say that in a conversation? Mike,
But that's it. But that's the whole point of that, though, right? Like, I love how he's throwing in, like, kind of childish mic drop answers, like then be funnier like that. There's no continued like growing conversation from that, you know. It's like mic drop, be funnier, you're an idiot, bye. And this one is kind of the same way of like mic drop, well then I don't imagine facts. It's still kind of playgroundy, but like but you know, nobody's saying anything productive.
Okay.
Though I do think it's a little playful. So if you don't want things to escalate, this is a great way to kind of combat with like
I think this like makes things escalate in like a non-productive way. Like I don't imagine facts. And it's like I'm not wrong. You're wrong.
It's kind of like, you know? Saying, well, I'm right. I said what I said, or I heard what I heard in a way. But again, there are some, Jefferson does help with the tone and the delivery. So this would be one of those ones where you're obviously not going to be like, well, I don't imagine facts. Like you're going to be calm and disarming when you say that, if you can be.
I don't imagine factual situations.
And you're holding tea.
Yeah.
And a leprechaun.
And then you drop the teacup.
And then you
walk out.
And spill. Then you spill the tea. I think this is probably really best used for if someone's getting dirty and you need to like not play dirty back, but just stand your ground without like starting to yell. I think it's, you know, for a specific type of situation. If someone's like, you're imagining things, they're calling you crazy, essentially. You can say, I don't imagine facts. Like, that's not how I view myself. I'm sorry you view me that way, but that's not how I operate.
Right. But like, and just devil's advocating here, not that the devil needs more advocates, but I like, if you're saying, if I'm saying you're imagining things and you come back at me with, I don't imagine facts. I'd be like, well, those aren't the facts.
Yeah.
That's why you're imagining them. You know what I mean? That's why you're making things up that aren't facts.
Yeah.
So like, you could just go back and forth.
You
a lot
could go back and forth. And I think that's when you could kind of explain yourself. Like I just said, well, I don't typically imagine things out of nowhere. Like you said, Rob, why are we here right now?
I was just watching this on Jersey Shore last night.
Oh,
and
that's still Angela, on?
Angelina. They're like on their seventh season of this new, they do like family vacations where they bring
not
the kids
to be confused with the Real Housewives of New Jersey, which I just watched last night. Also, very good.
But also a lot of gaslighting, right? So like Angelina and Sammy are in this situation where Angelina's mad at Sammy and keeps doing these mean things to Sammy, and Sammy's like, "What's your problem with me?" And then Angelina keeps saying things that Sammy didn't do. Or like Angelina keeps saying like, yeah, like you were mad. I never said that. And then they cut to clips of her saying it and doing it. You know what I mean? And I never said this. And then Sammy's like, am I fucking losing my mind? Am I going crazy? And
then there's gotta,
right. Exactly. And then there's got to be a certain point in that where you go, okay, this person is not going, they're either deliberately not remembering the facts that they said this, deliberately manipulating, or they are so far gone that like you're not going to have a productive conversation with this person. So there should be a fourth one that's just as in all of these, there should be a fourth one that is walk away, just stop, you know, because if they're coming at you like this, a lot of the times they're going to be very convicted in their beliefs and what they said or didn't say, or like, you're being too loud, I'm being calm, I was just joking, you're taking it too seriously. You know,
it's the blame game or redirection, deflection. But what do you think is worse then? Okay, now we've got a couple of things at play here. We've got the whole, like, I was just joking bit. We've got the be, you know, calm down. We've got gaslighting. What about going tit for tat? Like, if you tell someone how you feel, and let's say they don't say you're imagining things, but they say, like, well, you always do that thing. It's like, well, that's a cool other topic for another time. But what I'm talking about is this.
Okay. So my therapist says that you should not bring up past situations in a current argument. Too bad if you didn't fucking say something about it when it happened. That's your fault. That's on you. So.
But if somebody's saying like if somebody called you out for doing something that they always do, are you not allowed to bring it up? Say,
well, I know it's hard because it's like you're being hypocritical and that's frustrating for people. But we need to live in a world here where we all have done the thing that pisses us off. And we all need to understand and give grace in situations where you're also allowed to be pissed off at the thing that you also do. It's just we're not robots, people. I can get mad when someone's late to something, but I also am late sometimes. So, oh well, fucking get over it and stop acting like a fucking baby. And if it bothers you in the moment, then it bothers you in the moment. And if you don't address it, then that's on you and you need to wait until the next time. But tit for tat is like totally not constructive argument. You got to try not to do it.
Agreed. Amen. All the things. Yes. I will also pile on to that with, I am a firm believer of teachable moments, mostly because I abide by the rules of Grey's Anatomy and this is a teaching hospital. So
there's your book. There's your relationship book.
Right, Jen, there. Exactly. Have to bring that here goes. Up. Did you have to?
The emotional teaching hospital.
Exactly. That's what the school of it's complicated. Anyway, we're doing the Lord's work. Okay. So what I think is great about all of this is when it's the tit for tat moment, you know, if you're telling somebody something, whatever, that upsets you, and then they go tit for tat, you could obviously say something to the effect of like, why, yes, I have done that. But you know what? I realize it bothers me in this moment that you've done it. And I just wanted to call it out. It's not right that either of us do it. And hopefully this is a great time for us to maybe take note of that and try our best not to hurt each other moving forward. The other thing too, is if somebody then goes tit for tat, like to avoid going tit for tat, I think you should just be like the bigger person. If somebody tells you they're upset with something, you don't go back at them, but instead you say, as the bigger person setting the teachable example, wow, I'm really sorry that I upset you in that moment. I did not know that upset you. I'm going to do better next time. And then if they do it again, the tat part, later on, you can say, hey, remember that time that I upset you when I did that thing? This is actually feeling like that. So you're using it as a milestone to refer back to.
And you're taking responsibility because you're putting it on you. That's great.
So you're saying don't refer the past, but wait for the future.
Yeah. Put that in your little pocky and you bring that bad boy out when it's time.
Because you know they're going to do it again. If you bring it up, if it bothers you that much that you got called out on it and they do it, then they're going to do it again. And then that's when you can be like, that.
Nice. Probably not with the damn that, but you know,
right?
Leprechauns. Right. Anyway, you guys, hopefully, you know, you learned something from this episode. There was a lot we covered, and we will continue to cover more. So tune in to It's Complicated, where we talk more dating and relationshipy stuff. And while you're there, please subscribe, rate, comment, share the show with a friend. Tell us what you want to learn about, experiences you've had that we might relate to. If you've engaged in any of the conversations we've had today, please, we want to hear how it goes and how you got out of it. And if you want to join the class of master daters, don't forget to follow us on social media at Complicated Show. You can find me at Jennifer Golden on all the social medias.
You can find me at Forever's Evers on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Lauren Leonelli on all the social medias as well.
We'll be back.
Bye. I'm Gail.
Thank you for listening to It's Complicated. And now that we're going steady, come back next week for another date with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers.